Now I'd like to say a few words to the children. I can see one or two on this side here, so I'll ask you a question. Children, I've not brought my family with me today. I've got three sons, and my middle son is called Matthew, and he's 6 years old. And at the moment, Matthew has a habit. He wakes up in the night, and he's scared. He comes into our bedroom, and he says, "Mummy, Daddy, I'm scared." And we say, "Matthew, what's the problem?" And he says, "I'm scared." "Well, what are you scared of?" And he says, "I don't know." We say, "Well, what is it? Is it the dark?" Sometimes he says, "It's the shadows." At night he sees we have a little glowing plug in our bedroom, so at night time he can get up and see his way to the bathroom if he needs to go. And sometimes that makes shadows. He says, "I'm scared." And sometimes it's something he's watched on telly. Well, I don't know about you. Do you sometimes wake up at night and are you scared? Well, my son Matthew is. Well, when we talk to Matthew about being scared at night, we often say to him, "Well, Matthew, let's pray about it." Matthew would claim to be a Christian. He would say he's trusted in the Lord. So we say, "Well, let's pray together and let's ask God to help you not to be scared." So we pray and we say something like this: "Lord, we thank you that you're the God of heaven. We thank you that you're the most powerful person in the whole world. And we thank you, Lord, that when we're asleep, when we're tired, that you don't sleep." Psalm 121, my wife's favourite psalm, tells us that the Lord never slumbers or sleeps. He's always awake, even when we are asleep. And that psalm tells us that he will watch over us and he'll protect us. He won't let us stumble and fall. So we say, "Matthew, trust in God and he will watch over you. And he will protect you and you won't need to be afraid." Well, as I was thinking about that, it reminded me of a story I heard years ago. I don't know if it's a true story, but it's about some Indians in North America, Red Indians. And this particular tribe of Red Indians had a custom. When a boy was growing up, if he wanted to become a man, or a brave, as they would call him, an Indian brave, he had to pass a test. And this test involved him going into the forest with his father. And often they would walk, it'd be a long journey, and they'd walk into the dense, deep, thick forest. And the boy, if he wanted to show he was a man, if he was going to be a brave, he would have to stand on this spot in the forest. And his father would leave him all on his own. And the sun would set, and he'd be there at night in the dark. And he had to stand still without moving. And there'd be all sorts of noises in the forest at night. All sorts of strange animals. Sometimes scary animals, wild animals that could kill him. And he had to stand on that spot and not move all night if he was to prove he was a brave. Well, the story goes that this one particular young man was there in the forest one night. And there were many noises that scared him. He was convinced he could hear a leopard. And he thought it was going to come. And it was going to attack him. And he thought, "I've got to run or else I'm going to die." But he thought, "No, if I leave this spot, I won't be a man. I won't be a brave." So he stood his ground. And eventually, to his relief, the sun rose. And he was still safe. He was still alive. And he went back to his village. And he told his father, "I was there all night. And I didn't move." And his father said to him, "I know. I was watching you all night. I had my bow and my arrow in my hand. And there were times when I nearly fired my arrow at those animals that came near to you. But they went away from you, so I didn't need to. Now you are a brave." And that story illustrates to us how God watches over us and protects us, even when we are not aware of his presence. Even when danger comes close, he is there, ready to intervene. Well, if you ever get scared at night, like my son Matthew, remember the story of the Indian brave. And remember that God is there, watching over you, ready to intervene, ready to protect you if you're ever in trouble.